start by introducing you to my dog, Annabelle. I can't do a PowerPoint presentation. I am completely technically illiterate. And I waited too long to ask my children, AKA tech support, for help. So we're gonna try it like this. See if you can see her. And I promise that this will tie into something. Can you see her? This is Annabelle. She's a black lab, an Australian labradoodle, to be specific. And we say black labs matter at our house. So she's very important to us. She is my husband's doggy, but because he feeds this one, first one ever that he's actually fed. So, but Annabelle, we have had four other dogs that weren't trained. And so when the last one passed, I'm like, I'm not getting another dog unless she's trained, okay? And I'm not training another dog, because when we started Mops here years ago, I said, I had a new puppy, and I said, I qualify too. I'm up all night. As mothers of puppies is the same thing, because you're up all night, they're peeing everywhere, you know, you're having to chase them, you don't know what, they change day to day, you think you've got it down, they're doing something different, now they're digging, you know, just like your children. So it's really the same thing, except I could throw mine in a crate, so. And y'all can too when they're little, cribs, but you can't leave them there like and leave. I do not recommend that, it's frowned on, so don't do that. So I'm like, I'm just too old, I'm too lazy, and none of our dogs ended up being trained anyway. We didn't train them. They were golden retrievers, and we said they're retrievers because you have to go get them. So you have to go retrieve them. That's why. So anyway, we decided for our 35th anniversary, so yes, she's six, we would get a dog that also didn't shed. We were done with shedding. We also called our Goldens Golden Reshedders. But there's just hair everywhere. I'm like, we're not doing that. So we decided we want some kind of doodle thing. And we looked all around, and so we found one that went directly from the breeder to the trainer, and then she would train them for 10 months before we pick them up. So we went up there a couple of times to visit her and make sure that's who we wanted and everything, but she was a fortune. It was our 35th wedding anniversary, and we didn't go anywhere. We didn't do anything. We didn't eat out. We got this very expensive cut of meat named Annabelle. And so we are, what the thing that they, I love the thought of the trainer. She wasn't like sit, heel, stay, just, you know, you sit there and you do not move until I tell you, you cannot lay down, you just have to do whatever. She said they're fine if they're on leash and you stop, you're out for a walk and you stop, you've got a coffee, you're talking to a friend, they're just supposed to just be. And just be can be anything that is sitting, standing, kind of walking around, go sniff something, not pull the leash, not knock over your coffee, but just be. And I thought, wow, what a concept, right? Just relax and be. And it's like, because I didn't want an army sergeant dog. So fast forward to the day we're picking her up and we come to get her, and she is in this huge pen that's about this high, and some kids go rushing onto the area. She jumps up over the fence and takes off running, because she was scared of the noises the kids were making. And I'm like, is she not been around kids? Minor, yes, she's been around kids. She's acting so nervous. And I'm like, what's up with her being nervous? She's picking up on your energy. You just need to calm down. She's only nervous because you are. And I'm like, yeah, I'm nervous we're, you know, going to take this dog home that cost a fortune. And so anyway, I wish I had a picture of Annabelle today because it, she reminds me of an, you know, watching the Nature Channel or whatever, and you see the animal at the watering hole and they're drinking and they hear something and they run. She literally does that. If she's getting water outside, she will stand in the middle of the living room with my husband and I there, like we've got the TV on, everything's calm. If she hears a noise, she just shakes. She just shakes. So she's on Prozac, and that has helped a little bit, but it has been so maddening. I love her because she's my shaking, anxiety-ridden animal, right? She's mine. Like when your kid's horrible, they're still yours. So, and you love them. You may not like them, but you love them. So she is precious. When it's just us, most of the time, as long as she does not even hear a leaf blow, we're good. But I have been so frustrated, and a couple of times when I've like, Annabelle, I'm right here. What are you doing? I felt God saying, don't you act like that sometimes? I'm right here. Why are you freaking out? Can't you just be? And so that just got me thinking, that's what the title of the talk is, just be. That we are just to be. And I look back over my life from working, and working was easier, having kids and staying home with them. Oh my gosh. When I had Spencer, I knew what in the bottle went in, and or boob in my case, and what in the diaper went on. And that was it. I had never changed a diaper. I'd never babysat. I didn't know anything. I was in a corporate world, like man's world, all about making money, all about that. And I'm staying home. I literally bawled on the day they told me I could take him home from the hospital because I knew I'd kill him. So, and I really thought that was right because when I was home alone, you know, back then your husband goes to work, you know, before you actually get home with the baby, practically. They didn't stay home at all. Now they get 6 weeks off or something anyway, or they can. And so my husband's at work and I'm changing the diaper all by myself for the first time. Well, any of you who have little boys, you know that they can have little, you know what I'm talking about. So he pees straight up and right in his mouth. Oh my God. Yeah, it's disgusting, but I thought I killed him. So I called the, I called the pediatrician and I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I have killed my baby, and told them, and they are trying not to bust up laughing on the other side. But anyway, that's when I started MOPS, going myself and realizing I need to be around other moms that may know a little bit more than me. And so when we moved south and I no longer had preschoolers, he lived. He's 35 today. He's almost functioning well, you know, from that ingestion of urine so early, but he should get over it soon. Anyway, please, those of you who don't know him, that know him, don't tell him I said that. He's fine most of the time. Anyway, he, yeah, so when I started, we moved south and I started MOPS here with Sharon and Kathleen's mom, Allison, and another, just a group of us, and it's been great. So, just being. How do you just be? It's hard enough to just be when it's just you, your husband, even a job. It definitely, jobs are making you crazy and you can be nervous, but you can go to the bathroom for a minute. You can escape for a second. You know, you've got this thing that's going to be with you for the next 35 plus years, whether you want them to or not. Everybody says it's till they're 18. Well, they boomerang. And you know, it, you never stop worrying about them. They need a Mothers of Adult Children support group, as all of your mothers could tell you. So we still worry about them. We still pray, need to pray for them, and need each other. So anyway, just be. But you've got this kid that's going to need you for the rest of your life, desperately. And you don't have any time. So what are you going to do? So before we go any further, I want to do, because this is going to be, I want this morning to be not just me talking to you. I want it to be a bit of an experience. I want you to get to experience what I'm talking about today. So if you're not holding your baby, or if you can safely and want to hand them to one of your mentor moms, I want you to stand up. See how obedient y'all are. Remember, my dog's not obedient, so I really need cooperation here. Don't feel like you have to hand a baby off. Obviously, if they're nursing, it would be a little difficult. So, okay, what are we going to do? We are going to just kind of get our wiggles out. Come on, be an idiot. I am. Look at me up here. Okay, do whatever. Get all your wiggles out. Turn around. Okay, sit down. Okay, get up again. Come on, I told you. Get all your wiggles out. Keep stretching. Reach over. Touch your toes if you want to. I still can, so I will. Anything. Okay. I'm not going to make you get right up again. So you can sit down. Now, take a deep breath and let it out. Do you know how to breathe? Has anyone ever taught you how to breathe? You know, these babies come out, they know how to breathe. But as we get older, we forget to breathe. Have any of you noticed how when you're doing things, you might be holding your breath? Okay, the first thing we want to notice is to be, we have to breathe. How did God create us? He breathed his life into us. So breathing is not only something that sustains us physically, but spiritually and obviously mentally and emotionally. They have done vast research about the importance of breathing. And I am a non-breather. I realize I'll walk around, I haven't breathed in a while. So, did you think I was gonna say I haven't breathed in a while? I was. Okay, I want you to hold your belly. And some of you have just had babies, so the last thing you want to do is push your belly out really far, but we're going to try that. I want you to breathe in. Okay, most of us first will say you want to breathe, you breathe here, right? You breathe shallow, right into here. And that's better than not breathing at all. But to really breathe to where it's helps your, you really regenerate your body, you want to try to breathe into your stomach, your upper here, or but we're going to go for stomach. So, okay, try to breathe and make your tummy big, and then have it go in. Okay, so let's try that again. We're going to breathe in, and try to breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth without yawning. I saw that. anyway, so in, your tummy's going out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Now, it took me a long, long, long time to figure that out. I really wanted to do it the opposite way. I wanted to breathe in through my mouth and out through, you know, I want to do it. Nothing is wrong. You breathe. Breathe short, breathe shallow, just breathe. So I'm going to do something. I'm not sure. I want to get you information on several different apps because this is going to help you to learn to be. And we're going to breathe. But I'm going to back up because I am totally off script here. And I want to read a verse that our whole theme, Just Be, is based around. And it's a very familiar one. It's Psalm 46:10. I'm going to give you a handout at the end that has this verse written out. But it is, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in all the nations. I'll be exalted on the earth. So I know y'all have done breath prayers in the past, anybody who's ever done this before, but if you start really slow and just think about that verse, you start with be. Be still and know. First thing, you have to be. So you have to be. What is being? Existing. We have that down. It's also being present. It's being here in this moment now. If I could do a PowerPoint presentation, I would have done this cute little thing that I came up with in my head anyway, and it said, I'm like, where can God be found? Where is he found? He's found, and I would write out H-E-A-R-E, here, and then a big N, and circle the O, the E-R, H-E, and then W, here and now. Did that make sense? He is in the middle of the circle, that's the O, and then N and W. Okay, never mind. It works here, which does not translate, obviously, but God is only found here and now. Now, yes, God has always been with you. He will always be with you. That's a fact. He can only be experienced here and now. So you can look back and see where he's worked. You can be confident that you will see where he's working, but you can only experience him here and now. That's true with life, too. You can only experience this moment. This sip of breast milk is only being experienced by you, Mom, in this moment. You will not get this moment back. And to experience it more, to be, it's easier if you breathe during the being. Does that make sense? So just try, just take some breaths, in and out, any way you do it. Do you feel anything kind of calming down a bit, just doing that? Your nervous system is calming down as you inhale oxygen to your brain, but also as you just take the time to notice the breath going in and out. We're going to talk about mindfulness and meditation. It is not some pondering your navel, which if you want to ponder your navel, go for it. But there are values of sitting there and just pondering your navel as you breathe, because sometimes your head is so crazy, you want to think about nothingness. And especially in your life right now, thinking about nothingness, your navel is a lot less worrisome than where your head usually goes, right? So there ain't nothing mythologically or Eastern culture that's going to get you if you ponder your navels, okay? So you're totally safe. just breathe. And try to just bring everything back to this moment. Okay? You want to do a few more seconds of that? You want to do a little more breathing? Or are you bored with this part? Let's do it. Because if you're bored, you're not doing it well. Shame on you. Okay, none of this is to be something nothing I'm going to talk to you about today is going to be something now you should do, you have to do, you've got to do. These are just ways to help you when you grab your baby and you're going to nurse, or you grab your toddler, you're going to read a story, get them in your lap and just take a breath in and a breath out. This will also teach this child of yours that breathing is valuable. You know, people say, take a breath. You're excited, take a breath. And it's like, well, that's the most insulting thing you could tell me ever, right? Just take a breath. The thing is, it's very valuable information to just breathe in, just be and out. You were created as a human what? Being, not a human doing. But yet we, in our culture, and as a mom, you always have to go, 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 and do, do, do. There will never be a minute that you go, oh, wait, I don't have anything to do. I think I will be. I will breathe. Okay, everything's done. I'm going to breathe. It's just not going to happen. You've got to incorporate these moments of being into your everyday life. And the more you practice this in taking a moment to do it, you will remember to do it more throughout your day. So that is the being part. To slow down. And this is where the mindfulness part comes in. And again, mindfulness, I will tell you that I got into unlearning all of this stuff, and I learned it from much more of a secular but medical background basis for it. I struggle with several pretty significant chronic illnesses, including chronic pain. I have degenerative disc. I have chronic Lyme that's been eating away at my nervous system for 20 plus years. And I am extremely limited on what I'm able to do physically anymore. And I used to be very active. I used to run. I had two babies in the jogger with a wild golden retriever around my waist and ran all through Irvine because that's where we'd lived in the day. So I was going, going, going. I started MOPS. I spoke at MOPS. I did this. I did that. I did everything. And slowly, God has taken things away from me that I love doing. And I realize I'm doing them like I wanted to have a third baby. I really am so glad I didn't now. But I wanted a third baby because other people were having three and four babies, and I mean, I could do it if they could, right? So like, that's a real pure motive. Thank goodness my husband said, hard stop at two. And so we always said we got four children. They came in two bodies though. So they're all both kind of, yes. Anyway, enough about my children. So I would like to urge you, if I could look back over all my doing, and I was accomplished. I was very successful at work. I made more money than my husband many years, and we used to compete and all of that. And so as I've gotten things, if God's chosen to take things that I can do and accomplish away, I am forced to be. And you know what? On one hand, I don't know if I would change it. I would like to feel better. I feel like shit, I'm going to say it. Most every day when I'm awake, I sleep pretty good when I you know, but I wake up. But I feel like crap every day, and it's getting worse. So migraines, pain, it is only by the grace of God and tons of prayers by my fabulous prayer warriors that I'm even standing up here today, because I don't do this anymore. So anyway, I have learned these techniques, though, that I go, I wish I started them a long time ago. I would remember and enjoy my parenting year so much more. I would have been more engaged with my children instead of trying to figure out the next great thing I'm going to make for dinner, you know, which is being a great mom, right? You know, I remember a friend of mine said, you know, I would be such a great mom if it weren't for all these kids. Does anybody ever feel like that? You know, I mean, I make cookies, I have the house clean, I could have the neighborhood kids over. I'd be great. But, you know, these kids, they're just hanging on me everywhere. Can't get 5 minutes peace. So if you, y'all got a kick out of that, because we all feel that way. And is it a little different than you imagined, you know? And how many my kids will never have you already eaten? Even with your, you know, a three-week-old, right? My kid will never, I will never do that with my kids, you know. Co-sleeping, no. I mean, give them a bottle, absolutely not. I'm breastfeeding all the way. It's like, husband, get in here, feed this baby. I don't care what you feed it, but you feed it. I'm not doing it anymore. So if you want to be calmer, you want your children to be calmer, this, totally, they feel it. And I do think there was something to that horrible trainer that said that my dog picks up on my energy and why she's shaky. I think my kids picked up on some of that energy that I had going. So I want to help you with this when you are young and your kids are young to learn to just be. So we are, let me see. Okay, we are going to breathe, and then we're going to do a mindful exercise that involves a raisin. But first, you can contemplate a raisin while you breathe. Okay, I'm going to count, because a really good way to do this is to have a set time. Let me see if this will work, because I would love it if I could. They're not back there. She is there? Anyway, oh, hi, you're up there. Okay, I'm going to try this. This is the Breathe app, and I had this all written out for y'all on this lovely piece of paper this morning, and I went to print it, and I'm like, well, I'm going to format it over here. And it was gone. So I threw a fit. Then I decided to breathe. So is this on two now? Hello? Okay. You don't need two of me. All right. I have it to where this is five breaths in and 5 seconds in and five out. Okay. Let's just try it, and then you can ask me, because I want you to ask questions so you get it, and I will eventually get this app information to you. But it starts 1, 2, 3.
Inhale.
Oh, maybe it's not on. That helps.
Exhale.
Okay, first I have to stop. Wait.
Inhale.
No. Okay, there's the stop. Okay, I've got it saying inhale and exhale. Do y'all ever hear the blonde joke about the blonde that died because her ear headphones fell out and it was saying, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Well, now we're all blonde, okay? So you can change it. I just do the bell, but I learned how to do this. I mean, I had to do it. And then you're like, okay, I do it for like 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'm not relaxed. I thought this was supposed to work. And it takes time. It just takes time to learn how to do it. You know, there's a Bible verse that says, it's somewhere in Psalms, blessed is the man who has learned to acclaim you, Lord. And it says, Paul says, I have learned the secret of being content in all circumstances. Things are learned. Even contentment is learned. Some people might seem like they're more content. Some of them are the most wound up tight inside than people that seem crazy on the outside. Okay, when she says breathe in, what are you gonna do? Oh, y'all are bright. When she says breathe out, what are you gonna do? Breathe out. Okay, let's try it. We're stuck.
Inhale. Exhale.
Close your eyes.
Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale.
Is her voice driving you too nuts to get anything out of it? A little bit. Okay, let's try it with a bell. Okay, stop.
Inhale.
I don't know how to do that. I mean, I do, but I don't. Okay. Like I said, technologically challenged. Okay, y'all have one of these at your table. And I want you to get out one raisin. That's it. One raisin. One raisin to each person. Just get out your raisin. This is what's called a mindfulness exercise. So this is being. We are going to be with the raisin. We're going to become one with the raisin. Not exactly, but. Okay, just hold it in your hands. Start by just looking at it. Just observe the raisin. I would bet none of you have spent much time looking at a raisin in depth. What do you notice about the raisin?
Wrinkly.
Pardon me?
Wrinkly.
Wrinkly, just like my mirror. What else? Small.
It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything, does it? It's just being. Good little raisin. But it's not breathing. Okay, what else about the raisin? Mushy? Talk louder. I'm old. It's brown. You know what? Mine is a different color. It's lighter than I think of most raisins. Yeah, it's a little lighter. Could be this light. Anything else that might be different about your raisin that's... No? Deflated, it's dry. Okay, now smell your raisin. Do you smell anything? Mine smells like the hand soap that I use to wash my hands in the bathroom. Anybody smell anything? No? Doesn't have much of a smell. Okay, now listen to your raisin. No. Really? You gotta be kidding. Mine's like talking. I guess they heard it through the grapevine. Anybody young enough to know that? Old enough. You like that? Yeah. Nothing really? Okay. So we've looked at it. What other senses are left? Hearing, seeing, smelling, feeling. Yeah, we felt it when we, so you're experiencing a raisin. Now, what do you normally do with the raisin? Okay, don't eat it yet. I want you just to put it in your mouth. Do not chew it. Don't swallow it. Now move it around in your mouth, but still don't. Not supposed to talk with your mouth full, but is your mouth full if it has one raisin in it? Anything? Any new experience with a raisin you want to talk about? Y'all are boring. Okay, now just chew it, don't swallow it. Slowly chew it. Still no swallowing. What's happening now? Sweet. You getting flavors? Okay, now swallow it. Okay, so now that you're full, what'd you think? You're all looking at me like, oh, that was just weird. Well, it was weird, but that's mindfulness. That is slowing down to be mindful of what you're doing, of what you're eating. I think we'd eat a lot less if we ate slower and enjoyed it. I usually never have one raisin, right? You pop a handful in your mouth and it's gone as fast as it was when we ate that one. And now there's still all these flavors in my mouth from this raisin. It was really unique. So I'm not suggesting a diet and that you start doing that. But mindfulness, being aware of what you're doing at each moment. So now, if you can, I want you to stand up again. We're not going to wiggle around, but we're going to do something a lot slower. We're going to do some mindful movements, okay? So I just want you to, don't look at anybody else, just look. And just slowly, like through molasses, just go on a little walk. You may see something on the ground. If you want to pick it up, just do so like ever so slowly. And just notice it. Or just keep slowly. This is what it's like to walk with your toddler. Just starting to walk and notice things. Isn't it funny how with them we'll kneel down and show them the smallest little blade of grass or flower? Try breathing while you're walking, just in and out. And when your baby cries, like yours is, it's not bothering anyone but you, okay? Everybody else is just glad it's not theirs. Just breathe. Notice all their features. Yes. How do they smell? Is her skin soft? If you don't have a child, you may want to skip because you don't have one. Breathing in and out. In and out. Y'all seem to be enjoying this more. All right, hurry back to the table and sit down. I'm kidding. Slowly, just slowly, when you're ready, back to the table. Laura, how long do I have? I don't remember looking at my watch when I got up here. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So now I want you to hold your hands out like this. We're going to switch to something else. I want you to think about some words I'm going to read to you. Find them. Shame. Close your eyes and have your hands tied. Shame. Regret. Bitterness. Striving. Unforgiveness. Pride. Worry. Judgment. Fear. Guilt. And I want you, in your hands, I want you now to think about all the stuff you have in your life that's overwhelming you. Now grip onto it. Hold those words and grip it. Grip your hands tightly. Hold on to all that, all these things that keep you bound. Everything you have to do, everything you need to be, everything you think you should be or do. Now, open your hand and release it. Without making you stand up again, I want you to sweep now. Breathe in and sweep from the top of your knees up through your body. Breathing in if you can, and put your hands overhead and breathe out. I want you to do that again. Touch your body. Actually touch your knees and go up your stomach, your chest, your head, and breathe out. And this time, as you do, picture taking all of that that you put in your body, in your mind, as you held tightly, you breathe in and you breathe it out, giving it all to God. So in essence, you do it again, you're saying, all of me, to all of you, God. All of me for all of you, God. I just want to be yours. there a contrast there to how you were feeling with those words and those worries to, and when you stand up, I just don't want you to have to stand up again, but this is called, it's part of Qigong. I don't know if any of y'all know that, but if you've seen weird people doing this in the park or something, that's part of Qigong. This is the only thing I know of it, although it's one of those Eastern things. But if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you don't have to be afraid of doing that. If you don't feel real grounded in Christ, or you feel that that would open you up to something you don't want to be a part of, don't do anything like that. But if you're really grounded, you can get some tips out of it. You take the good stuff out of it, and the bad stuff you throw away. But this is something that is one of their practices, and I do this all the time. I was doing this in the green room before I came out here because I was stressed and freaking out, and I laid down because that's my most comfortable position. I was doing my breathing, but there's something about this and actually doing that. Try it. Like, you hear your baby crying and you're like, oh, you wanted a few more minutes to do whatever. Before you go in his room or her room, just try that. See what happens. So this is the be still and know. This is kind of the getting to know. It is to know that I am God. To remember. To remind yourself. I mean, we know he's God, right? Even people who don't believe in God know there's even one not to believe in, right? We're aware of it. Head knowledge is not the key here. It's really all about the heart. All of this is all about your heart. But how do we trust God deep in our heart? Most of us would probably say we love God too. Can you honestly say you trust him with everything? I mean, I can't. I mean, yes, I can say it. But what do my actions, what do my emotions say about me? Am I trusting him with everything? No, I'm not. How can we, especially in this crazy busy world, how can we take our head knowledge? This is not what that's talking about. Head knowledge of God. This is not be still and know. Look up every Bible verse about the character of God and the goodness of God. I need to know more. I'm going to join more Bible studies. I need to read at least an hour a day. I'm going to write out my prayers. If y'all were here a few years ago, I talked about writing out your prayers, and that is dang good advice, and you need to do that because you will grow closer to God. And you know what? You will doing all of that, but it's not that. I can't really write out my prayers like I used to. I have this mud that's up here. There's a visual thing going on and all this. So God has given me the opportunity to do meditations. Abide. Does anybody know about Abide meditations or the Pause app? It's called the 1 minute pause. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have you, we're going to do 1 minute pause in a minute. And you're kind of like, wow, that it's kind of like this. When you bring it all about God, mindfulness is something we can do, anybody can do with or without God. But meditation, when done in Christ, is about, it's not about your head connecting with him, even though it is. It's about your heart. And it's about your heart connecting with God's heart. And we do need to know what the Bible says about God and his character. Otherwise, we're easily off on some path of what somebody said that God was, and they said, and then, you know, they said, and then all of a sudden you don't really even know who he really is. So we do need to know. but it's our heart connecting with God's heart. So it is meditating on God and getting to know what's in his heart. Because when your heart gets his heart, you can trust him more. You can love him more, but you can actually trust him more too. So it's called the 1 minute pause. Does anybody know who John Eldridge is? He's an author, and he wrote more famously a men's book, Wild at Heart. Is that it? Wild at Heart? You know, yeah. Supposedly it's a really great book. I haven't read it because I'm not a man. But it used to be, they got it where you can do all kinds of things on the app now. But I'm going to do it through here. I want you to close your eyes and breathe. And we're just going to do
Jesus.
So,
I give Jesus. I give everyone.
And start over.
Jesus, I give everyone and everything to you. I give everyone and everything to you, God. I give myself to you, Jesus, for union with you. I'm created for union with you, God. I give everything in me for union with you, Lord. I need more of you, God. Fill me with more of you.
It's very hard in this environment to get any of this. Doing it, but did you get some peace, or did you get where the concept of this and how it's, to me, doing these things, the breathing app, this app, and the Abide app, as well as listening to worship music is fabulous for the nervous system too. The Lord has used that a ton for me over the years, music, to minister to my body, mind, soul, spirit. The most beautiful thing is when you have headset, earphones or something that you can listen. It just is, when you breathe and you just breathe in and breathe out, and you choose different voices for all this stuff. So if they bug you, you can get over it because you can choose somebody you like better. But you know what? They're going to bug you at first. Let me just assure you of that. Their voices, you can, like the there's a couple people on the Abide app, like, I could not even listen to. I'm like, I don't care what you're talking about. But now I like either voices are okay. But to be able to, for me, lay down, because that's what I need to be doing physically. That's the most comfortable I am. And have that on, lights out, and a mask or just closing your eyes, you can absorb it in your spirit and get more of God. Would y'all like to try a 3-minute version of an Abide app? You have to say yes, don't you? I have 3 more minutes left. So, actually I don't, do I? Are we okay? Okay.
Thank you for your...
Oh. Oh, this is one of those.
Holy Spirit.
Stop it. So I get so, I'm like, we're going to now do the abide habit. Stop it. It's like praying and then the kid's getting up, you know, and I'm not through praying. What do you want?
Abide meditation.
I don't know. I think it's going to be hard to do this. Let me see if they've got shorter. I do the 15-minute version because, like, I'm really holy. And I'm special. So, you know, I don't expect any of you losers to do that. But anyway, I'm trying to show you, you don't have to do long.
Welcome to this.
Okay. Close your eyes.
I'm Chloe. How do you know if God is working in you? Simon Peter was one of the 12 disciples closest to Jesus. Throughout the Gospels, Peter is known to be bold, speaking his mind and acting on impulse. At first, this got him into trouble, but God used Peter as a force to build his kingdom. As Peter got older, he boldly followed God's call and went everywhere, speaking fearlessly about the truth of Jesus. God transformed Peter's life. Peter wrote, explaining the transformation the Holy Spirit can bring to you too. 2 Peter 1 verse 3 says, "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness." As Peter said, if you know God, he grants you the tools you need to live for his glory. The more you learn, the more you grow. Take a moment to quiet yourself before the Lord. Sit comfortably. Tune out the noises. Take a deep, slow breath. And as you exhale, clear out anything taking up space in your mind. Let the Holy Spirit be with you. This world is full of voices competing for your attention. When you feel pressurized, remember to quiet yourself and listen for the gentle prompt of the Holy Spirit living within you. God has given you everything you need to live righteously. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for promising to provide for all my needs, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Thank you for giving me your words in the Bible to help me learn about your character. And thank you for your Holy Spirit living in me and never leaving me. You are always at work, even when I don't see it or feel it. Today, please help me see how you're working through me and around me. Teach me to be like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Take a few more moments to breathe deeply as you meditate on God's promises. Trust him to help you. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.
Pretty cool, huh? I don't know if y'all, another app that's fabulous is just the Bible app. There's several of them. They give you a verse of the day, but you can also keep clicking on it and it'll go to a devotion and it'll lead you through. And you can, with any of these, you can send them to your phone to get daily. But I don't want it to be something, again, I said, that you have to do, that you feel stressed to do. But you probably won't do it if you don't kind of put a little pressure on yourself to do it. That's just how it is. You know, you don't get in shape by not exercising a little or kind of cutting down on what you eat if you want to lose weight. It doesn't usually just happen, except right after you have a baby and you're nursing and you're like, oh, wish this happened all the time. You're just dropping weight. And then that comes to an end too. So, you know, anything worth doing usually takes a bit of an effort. So that is it for today. I'm going to close us in another little prayer. Lord God, I thank you so much for each of these ladies and each of these moms. I do pray that they don't hear my voice talking to them anymore about this stuff, but they would hear your voice. I pray that you would help them quiet the noises in their heart and in their life so that they can breathe deeper and experience your heart in their heart, Lord. And in turn, they'll be better women, better wives, better moms, and they'll just love life a lot more. Thank you, God, that you and your Holy Spirit can and will do this for us and with us. In Jesus' name, amen.